gonna do doing a sound test to see how the microphone's doing now at that distance. Everybody else say
yeah,
something.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a pseudo game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Rivolia, with my regular guests, John Peros and Shannon Page. Shannon isn't here this week, and we are recording at John's place. John, do you have a name for your home that we can use? Anything exciting? Laughable?
I don't.
No? Okay. Well, it's just John's place, and it's really beautiful, guys. Joining us also this week is Wendy Littlepage. She's the executive director of the Denver Museum of Miniatures, Dolls, and Toys. Some might also describe her as miniature, but not in personality, perhaps only in stature. Wendy, welcome. Hello.
Thank you. Welcome.
And our other guest today is Karis Epstein. She was here two episodes ago, so Karis is back.
Woohoo!
And Karis treated us to some really delicious cheesecake bites with homegrown pumpkin in them. And I don't know if we're going to make it through the whole episode without all getting... Which type of diabetes is it you get from eating sweets?
It's two.
Type two.
That's the kind you get from the spoonful of sugar that you force medicine down with.
Magical pumpkins for magical diabetes.
So we made a little change to the show because in previous weeks I've offered the opportunity to say you kind of get it. We sort of determined that there's really nobody who's in the range between knowing it or having a vague idea about it. It's sort of a pointless category. So this week it's going to be whether you know it, you have a vague idea, or you just want to pass. Because passing happens more often than not, which is all my fault. I'm Nate Rigolia. Tweet at me, at Nate Rigolia. Say, hashtag it's your fault. let's get started with the game. Wendy, are you familiar with how we play this?
I might need a brush up.
Okay. So what we do every week is I come up with a list of 10 categories.
Okay.
We're going to begin the game by doing a little round of rock, paper, scissors among the three of you to determine who goes first. The winner will pick a number, 1 through 10, that pertains to the category. I will then say what that is and offer that person the option of saying whether they know it, they only have a vague idea, or they want to pass. Now, if you know it, there's a chance that you could get up to maybe 3 points, depending on how I feel. If you only have a vague idea, you'll probably only get a point, maybe half a point, depending on the vagueness of your idea. And if you pass, you get no points. Unless everybody passes, in which case I've had a track record of just giving everybody something because I should really be doing better than this. We've got an adorable cat named Penelope here laying on the back of an Eames chair, and it is darn cute, guys. This is really good content for the audio media. So just imagine an adorable calico cat or tortoise cat. Yeah, just going, sort of straddling the back of a chair, one paw on the other side, tail kind of flicking lovingly.
You're talking about me.
Oh, and she knows. She knows now. I might be marked for death. So let's get started. We'll rock, paper, scissors. We're going to go 1, 2, 3, shoot. All three of you go at once. This always works in the past. Fear not.
Watch the wine glasses.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No knocking anything over. 1, 2, 3, shoot. Okay.
Well, shit.
Karis is out. Two papers, and the rock is covered. So, Wendy versus John. 1, 2, 3, shoot. And John gets to go first. John, do you want to pick number one, or do you want to pick something different?
No, I want the first one.
The first one it is. Well, John Peros, do you know... Do you only have a vague idea, or do you just want to pass when it comes to Kim Jong-un's peace puppies?
Peace puppies.
Kim Jong-un's peace puppies.
I'm going to pass that along.
You're going to pass?
Pretty confused by that.
Okay, we're going to go clockwise to Karis. Karis, Kim Jong-un's peace puppies?
I mean...
Do you know about that, or...
Just say a vague idea.
Okay. Vague idea?
Why not?
Great. Wendy?
I'll go vague idea.
Okay. Great. Well, we'll start with Karis.
Okay.
Karis, tell us what you think the Kim Jong-un's peace puppies is about.
My guess is he just decided to gift some puppies as a token of peace. in all honesty. That's what I think it is. But
that's everything you've said is correct.
Okay, cool.
We can fill in some gaps. Yeah. Wendy, do you have anything to add to?
I don't think so. Although I hope that they are for the what did they have the Olympic team that collaborated together,
yes.
And I hope all of those people got puppies. But that's, I think, a dream.
Oh, see, that would have been nice. This was recent. This was last week that this happened. So, Kim Jong-un's dog gave birth to 6 puppies, and all 6 puppies were given to the South Korean presidential office as a gesture of peace between the North and South aspects of the peninsula.
Wow.
That's solid.
Isn't it kind of a bad idea to gift a living animal, or a plant? It's kind of a bad omen.
It's like the love fern.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't kill the love fern.
It's, idea. Well, it's like too much responsibility.
Okay. On ferns and love. A fern reproduces with spores, right?
Yeah.
Which is a not like an asexual way of reproduction. That seems like that's a bad omen for a relationship. Like, hey, I really love you. Here's a fern so we never have to touch each other.
Yeah.
That seems like bad news right there.
Yeah, but an excellent movie trope.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I agree, John. I think giving anybody a live animal is kind of a tough gift. You really have to know somebody's prepared for this.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that the president of South Korea can probably handle. Like,
let's see what he's going to do with this.
Better than bombs.
Better than bombs.
Well,
puppies.
And honestly, if this were like a James Bond plot line, they would probably be some kind of sleeper agent puppies.
Totally. They'd be like the dogs in Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
those things are creepy.
Or even the dogs from Isle of Dogs.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Wes Anderson.
It's really I liked it a lot because I like Wes Anderson's aesthetic, but I also was like a big Japanophile in college.
Yeah.
So it kinda, and plus I fucking love dogs so much. So it was just like it kinda hit all of my sweet spots.
It could just be like right now. Both my mother and my sister-in-law are in the campaign for new dogs, and their husbands are like, well, let's see in the next year. So maybe he's making half of the presidential palace real happy, plus all the kids.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a long game brainwashing the youth.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. I mean, it's really all about brainwashing.
Let's get paranoid.
Let's be real. All right. Well, Karis, I'm going to give you half a point for that because you were right about, the giving of puppies.
Yeah.
Wendy, no points this time, but next time maybe. And John, no points, you passed. So, Karis, you get to pick the next category, 1 through 9.
Let's go with number 6.
Number 6.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, no.
Karis Epstein, do you know about, do you only have a vague idea regarding, I'm gonna have a hard time with the that what are those things called? What part is I'm an English major and I can't remember what the part of speech is called when like about.
You can say related to, regarding,
preposition.
I'm terrible with prepositions.
I'm not a master.
Anyway, do you know? Do you only have a vague idea, or do you want to pass when the topic is Hands Across America?
Oh, no. I feel like I should know that.
That was a heavy sigh.
I know. I feel like I should know that. I don't know.
Was this a little too young for that one?
What?
I mean, I remember it, but I lived in Maine, so we were excluded.
I mean, I think...
You were all the way across America, so it was like,
No, I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass?
Yeah.
Wendy, vague idea, know it, pass.
I'll go with the vague idea.
All right, vague idea, John?
I'll say I kind of know about it.
You can't kind of know about it.
We can't kind of anymore, but you can just know about it. That's fine. I'm not gonna penalize you if you don't know everything about it for knowing about it, because honestly, like, none of the things I've picked have been something.
You know me so well, mate. I'll say I know about it.
Okay, great. Wendy, let's start with you. Hands Across America. Tell us what you know about it.
I remember a big media push and part of the, I feel like it kind of came up a lot in regards to like breaking down Soviet walls as a fighting against, like, we could reach our hands all the way across America and the Germans couldn't get all the way across Germany. And I remember our teachers being like, you just were too far north. But I think the idea was that child-to-child goodwill, that's all I got. It's all very vague.
Yeah, no, that's all. That's all really solid. John, what can you add?
I don't think I can add much to that. I mean, that's like just a product of the 1980s.
There's our decade.
Yeah,
yep. Like
all of it. Yeah, I sort of remember doing it now.
I don't think we did it. I don't know.
I didn't.
We
do
heard
it.
About it though.
Yeah, I think we were too rural.
Yeah, I was like outside of LA, and right. Yeah,
seems prime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of. That's why I was like, I feel like I participated in this.
One hand in the Inland Empire, one hand reaching out toward.
Michael Jackson's song in the background. Anyway.
Anything else, John?
I don't have anything else.
All right. So Hands Across America was a benefit event and publicity campaign staged on May 25th, 1986, in which approximately 6.5 million people held hands in a human chain for 15 minutes across the contiguous United States. Many of the participants donated $10 to reserve their place in line. The proceeds were donated to local charities to fight hunger and homelessness and to help those in poverty. Pretty amazing stuff that, you know, only about 22 years ago we were capable of, or 32 years ago we were capable of, like, uniting around something as like that. And I don't think it's possible now, which is kind of a bummer. I think it would be like, oh, this is some sort of Soros-arranged thing, or it would be, I don't know what else. So
that's a lot to organize, all phones and pens and paper.
Oh, yeah. Without the internet, you would think it would be even easier to do this now. Yeah. But we're so much angrier at each other now than we ever were.
Because we wouldn't know who's part of it then.
Right.
And now you'd be like, well,
this person's doing it, so I can't.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch this person.
Well, Wikipedia knows. So I'm going to read you a few of the cities along the stops, as well as the celebrities involved at these spots. It's kind of fun. In New York, there was Brooke Shields, Liza Minnelli, Cardinal John O'Connor, Susan Anton, Gregory Hines, Edward James Olmos, Yoko Ono, Harry Belafonte. In Trenton, New Jersey, we had Dionne Warwick and Tony Danza.
Angela!
Hold me closer.
Philadelphia had Jerry Lewis and Scott Baio. Boo. Baltimore, Maryland had R2-D2.
What?
With Kenny Baker inside.
He doesn't have hands.
I don't know.
How does that even work?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, maybe he extended that little like electrical spark thing that he's got.
Maybe he did projection hands. Oh. Like he hadn't really seen all of his capabilities.
That's probably what happened.
Hey, we found out in the prequels that he can like fly and all sorts of crazy shit that never happened. Emmanuel Lewis was also involved there. Webster, TV's Webster. Washington D.C. had President Ronald Reagan and Speaker of the House Tip O'Neill.
Oh,
everybody remembers Tip O'Neill.
Names that sound fake.
There was also Mr. Rogers was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Solid.
With the Pittsburgh Pirates parrot. Youngstown, Ohio had Michael Jackson. Cleveland, Ohio had David Copperfield. Toledo, Ohio had Jamie Farr, Klinger from MASH.
Oh, wow.
Columbus, Ohio had Michael J. Fox. Cincinnati, Ohio had Chewbacca.
Ohio.
Right?
Coming strong.
Ohio got a lot of play.
Yeah.
There was something about the Indy 500 that got delayed. I don't know.
I think I was in Ohio at that time.
Did
Were
you see
really?
Chewbacca?
I feel like...
I was.
There is, like, Ohio is... I feel like one in every 10 people you meet has some deep Ohio roots. Mm-hmm. And both my parents are from Ohio.
Oh, I mean, half of the people that I've met since 2008 who have moved here have come from Ohio. It's just
everywhere.
Like, it's
the
place.
Half of Texans.
Yeah.
Karis, you passed, right? Or
I
wait.
Did.
Yeah. Wendy, you get a point.
Whoop, whoop.
John, you get another point.
No, I don't deserve it.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yep. You're getting a point.
What's
just going to have to deal with that.
Why don't you deserve a point?
So, Wendy, you get to pick the next one. So okay. It's, let's see, 1 through 7. Or no, 1 through 8. Sorry, 1 through 8.
I'm going to go 4.
4.
Ooh.
Okay, great. Ooh, this is fun. All right. Wendy Littlepage.
Please be about toys.
Do you know... Do you only have a vague idea, or would you like to pass when it comes to naming 3 films for which Leonardo DiCaprio has been nominated for an Academy Award?
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Only nominations. It doesn't have to be wins, because he doesn't have that many, but if you can name 3, you will be fulfilling your destiny.
I think I have...
How many total are there, though? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I can't tell you that. That would be...
Okay.
You can tell her that. I think I have a vague idea.
Vague idea? Okay. John?
Yeah, I probably know that one.
Probably know? Great. Okay.
I know
Paris,
that one.
You know it?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Let's start with you, Wendy. What do you think? Let's give me 1 second while I try to find the filmography list that gives that information.
I feel like I should have been a bigger Leo fan. I was not a Titanic fan.
Weren't a big, yeah.
Really couldn't watch his films for a while. And then I watched The Revenant. Still kind of recovering.
It's a pretty brutal one.
I did enjoy watching Romeo and Juliet for class. Mm-hmm. The year mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
That was huge.
Baz Luhrmann, man.
We watched the Italian version of Romeo and Juliet, which has a whole bunch of nudity in it.
We watched both.
And then we watched the Baz Luhrmann one, which was like, whoa, it's a revelation. I totally can enjoy this, and now it seems really slow, but it seems so hip at the time.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is still pretty solid.
Oh, the soundtrack's great.
Right up there with Empire Records.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God. Rex Manning Day. So do you have some?
I'm gonna go with The Revenant.
Okay.
That
is correct. Revenant is one that he was nominated for. He also won for Best
Excellent.
Actor. Whoop, whoop.
I'm on top of things. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
That's also great. Perfect.
Really?
Best Supporting Actor nomination for What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Showing my breadth of knowledge
mm-hmm,
here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh man, did he get one for Titanic?
No.
Nah, I don't know.
Titanic was not on the list.
Because it's terrible.
But it gave us so many good Celine Dion songs.
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going with that. I'm not singing Celine Dion this time.
No, God.
But John is.
Oh, John, let's near, far, wherever you are, etc. Your heart will go on.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, okay.
Celine Dion's interesting. There's, you know, those 33 and a third books?
Yeah.
That you get at the record store. There's a Celine Dion book that I read that was, it's really interesting because she sees herself not as an actual performance artist, but as a conveyance for this sort of otherworldly spirit that sings through her.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a very like spiritual way. She's just like, no, I just keep myself as an instrument because it just flows from me. And you can kind of get that when you
like
listen
that.
To her sing. It's,
I wonder
it's
if
Endo's kinda cool.
The same.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Is there a club?
Yeah.
Is Kate Bush part of it?
Probably.
Oh man, I hope so. Kate Bush is so cool.
Well, hi.
Okay. So you got those two.
Yeah.
That's great. John, can
How
you
How many
add?
Are there, Nate?
There are a total of five.
Okay.
So we've
and
got
you said
two.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape and
wait,
The Revenant.
There are a total of... Wait. Yeah, the five. Five. Okay. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
I want to say he was in Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, right.
I don't know if that...
Catch Me If You Can isn't on the list, unfortunately. Although I like that movie a lot. I thought that was pretty fun.
Excellent. No
fun
cigar.
Little romp.
That's it.
That's all you got?
No, I mean, I can keep going. Was he in Gangs of New York?
I don't know
yes,
if he
was.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing
it's not
that's
on the list.
Not
on the list.
Shocking.
I know, it's kind of weird.
I guess I get
Boston
three shots
one?
Anyway.
Is he in one of the...
So, Departed.
That's
yeah.
not on the list either.
Not on the list.
Which is weird, because I thought that the, I assumed
I
that
would
be on
be
the
on
list. Honestly.
So
mm-hmm.
people have a problem with Leonardo DiCaprio. It's because he's not getting nominated
about,
for the
like,
really
the
good
beach
roles.
Movie?
Oh yeah. Oh man.
God,
we saw the
terrible.
Beach in the theater.
I remember that.
There's
beach.
A little video game sequence. It's just like 45 minutes of people doing drugs and having sex
Again,
on the beach.
The
and then
soundtrack.
Suddenly, oh yeah.
Not too
yeah.
bad movie.
Not a great
not
film.
Not so good. Not so good.
John, you got anything else? Any other guesses
I don't know.
To venture?
I think three strikes and I'm out.
All right. Karis, what do you got?
Okay.
Beyond the Revenant and What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
And
there were
now
three
you said
more options.
Also The Departed. Wasn't that one or no?
Wasn't on
no,
the
it wasn't.
Nope.
Okay.
As a team, we can get three.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Basketball Diaries.
Oh,
oh man, that should totally be
that
on here.
It was
but
another
it's not.
Amazing movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Come
yeah.
on, Leo. I'm
come on, Academy.
Leo.
Right, the Academy doesn't want to do a heroin movie. They want to validate heroin stuff.
Yeah, didn't they though? With the
well, yeah, but they want to validate certain kinds of heroin.
I definitely had What's Eating Gilbert Grape, but
I mean, the other three are pretty prominent, but they're all relatively recent. I mean, that's as much as I can say.
No, 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 that's fine.
Oh. Tarantino one?
Oh, no. Although that should be.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, but then I was
really
like,
in Django.
No, no. I'm at a loss. I'll be honest. Which is a little bit of a bummer, because I feel like movies are my thing, but...
So the remaining nominations, he was nominated for Best Actor for The Aviator, the Howard Hughes movie.
Oh, right.
He was nominated for Best Actor for Blood Diamond.
Oh, really?
And
that wasn't even that good. Okay.
But we need to call attention to that.
Well, and it was the Academy's cause movie of 2007. Mm-hmm. I think we can all acknowledge that, you know,
sure,
it was
sure.
something that needed to be addressed decades prior. But
Django Unchained was a cause movie.
Yeah. Maybe just the whole colonialism thing we could
yeah,
start.
Yeah, just like...
And then the other one was Best Actor for Wolf of Wall Street, which he was nominated for.
Oh, nice.
Which is a movie that, like, I enjoyed the movie, but I feel like it's another one in this sort of just genre of films that lionize total assholes.
It's just a Glenn
yeah.
Gekko remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they try to make him seem
empathetic. I think we had much
empathetic.
Better nominations.
I think
mine's
yeah.
the Titanic.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
We would have given you different Academy Award nominations.
Except I stand by Gilbert Grape.
Except for Gilbert Grape. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, what's he in
Gilbert
Grape?
And probably The Departed, because I'm still upset by that.
Yeah.
So it's probably
yep.
good.
Well,
I would have given it to him for Gangs of New York, too, though. I mean, like, he and Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah, right?
Cameron Diaz?
And maybe not Cameron Diaz.
Was she the other one? I was like,
she was,
there's
yeah.
some good foil level acting in that.
Yes, yes. Yep.
She's had her moments. She's had her
yeah.
moments.
Charlie's Angels Forever.
Oh, yeah.
Something About Mary.
I remember like her Mask debut and how it was like, whoa,
oh
who's this actress,
great.
Right?
Stunner.
And it was such
She's
a big thing.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was such a weird role for her, because it was such a, like, femme fatale
the
kind of mall.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Props to Cameron. Poo on the Academy.
Yeah.
That's the name of that role. Oh,
that was some whiskey. Karis, I'm going to give you half a point.
Okay.
Wendy, you're going to get another point.
Yes.
And John, no points, because you didn't add anything. And we're going to move on to the next one. Wendy, you can pick one through seven.
Two.
All right. Wendy Little Page, do you know of,
no.
do you have a vague idea about, or would you like to pass when it comes to the Harvard and Yale University sunblocking proposal? This is also recent events.
Oh, man.
Pass, but of course.
You're going to pass?
I'm going to pass.
John?
Sure, I've got a vague idea.
John has a vague idea, which means he's probably going to say exactly what it is in 5 minutes. Karis, what do you think?
Since he has a vague idea, I got nothing.
You're going to pass?
Yeah.
Okay, John, tell us about the Harvard and Yale University sunblocking proposal.
This is actually like a common idea from people who are worried about climate change. And they say, we don't really need to change our activities. All we need to do is propel some sort of reflective material into the atmosphere to keep the sunlight from reaching the Earth's surface and warming it.
That's exactly
right. And I think it just harkens back to an evil plot on The Simpsons.
Yes!
Yes!
Thank you!
I just wanted this round for The Simpsons reference.
We gotta bring it back.
When Mr. Burns is murdered...
He doesn't get murdered.
He's theoretically murdered.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, you don't know until the
for the summer. You think that he's murdered.
Yeah.
By Maggie Simpson because of his evil plot to block the sun out so that his power plant is the only thing that brings life to Springfield.
Yep.
Wow.
That's right. That's right. So
it seems a little bit like not taking responsibility by creating more problems.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not great at science.
Yeah, it's like one of those things that you could do to the environment that is incredibly devastating. And, like, you know, people are worried about, like, editing one person's gene. And, like, that becomes, like, you know, this major news story. But when people talk about, like, basically, you know, reducing by a certain percentage the amount of energy that we get from, like, our only energy source in the entire universe, like... It makes, like, no headlines.
Sounds like they should loop MIT in on this study.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the sun is the only...
Yeah, leave it up to those guys.
The sun is the only fusion reactor to which we have direct access. It constantly provides us with energy. And yeah, this was last week. Harvard and Yale came out with proposals saying that they could release a reflective particle into the atmosphere that would deflect, like... they were claiming a very small percentage of the ultraviolet radiation... but enough to counteract the amount, the carbon, the increase in carbon in the atmosphere, so it would limit the amount of greenhouse gas effect that we would have for climate change. But yeah, I mean, the larger question is, if you don't do that right, it only really takes like one volcanic eruption to trigger like an ice age, or at least like 2 years of total crop failure in a place and famine.
How about some green roofs?
Yeah, I mean,
like a dinosaur extinction.
Or fuck, what about just politicians stopping the dick sucking of fossil fuel producers and just saying like, hey, you know what? We probably should do something about this so we can continue to make money in the future. Like, come on, that's the greedy pitch. Like, if you want there to be rubes like us to buy things in 40 years. Mm-hmm.
Hashtag,
make sure it's still here,
idiots.
I don't believe it. Yeah, right?
I don't believe it. Science.
Covering up toxic waste with trash.
Yeah.
That's what that idea is. That's my opinion.
So, John, you get a point for that. That was excellent. Nice. Exceptional. And you get to pick the next one. So 1 through 6 are your options. Would you like the first one again?
Yes.
Okay, great. John Paros, do you have a vague idea about... or would you like to pass when it comes to John Allen Chow's mission to North Sentinel Island? Wendy made a face. She might know.
I've got a vague idea.
Vague idea? Great. Chorus?
Yeah, I got nothing.
You're going to pass?
Nothing. I'm going to pass. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wendy?
I feel like I have a pretty good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to go with the no? You know it?
Yeah, I know it.
All right. John, let's start off with your vague idea. Let's see what you have to say.
Sounds like a Mythbusters episode.
Oh, man. I wish it were.
That's all I know.
Okay. That's not anything. Sorry. Wendy, take us home.
So a young American missionary, Sentinel Island is one of the few places that resisted colonialism because they just kill anyone that comes near them. And so he decided against the law, and it's off the coast of India, and against... better judgment, and I think missionary rules, because he also didn't speak the native language, to take his little privileged ass over there, and they killed him. And now there's a problem because there's not a way to retrieve the body, and so there's some debates on what is the role of a missionary, and is the preservation of a culture that's lasted through colonialism, which is amazing. Does it have a right to, some people say, does it have a right to do that? Whereas, protecting our borders is a big theme this week in general in the world. And so, yeah, there's, should they get his body back? How would they get it back? How do you even communicate with an island that's based on isolationism and preservation of their culture?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I think she's like 5 points.
Nicely said.
This, I'm just gonna say it, and there are causes for which to be a hero or martyr. This is not one. This was just an evangelical dipshit going to an island that is protected. There is a culture. The Sentinelese tribes people live on this island. They have lived on this island for hundreds upon hundreds of years. They are undisturbed. There are, numerous concerns about the risk of epidemic of flu, measles, and all these diseases that these people have never been exposed to because there hasn't been colonialism, there hasn't been all this shit. This guy decides to bribe fishermen to take him to the island so he can convert them to Christianity.
Oh, good.
Because he fucking knows better. I mean, it's really gross.
He's doing the Lord's good work.
There's also rumors that he wasn't going as a missionary, that he was going as an adventure tourist.
Yeah, he went under false pretenses.
It's like, is it, which is worse? That's a debate to be had.
Right.
But either way, I don't think that body's coming home anytime soon.
Oh no, yeah, there's a lot of discussion about how dangerous it is to try to recover the body, both for the people on the island and for anybody who tries to go.
Yeah.
Fishermen ferried him there, said that they saw the tribesmen drag a body along the beach and bury it. The fishermen later accompanied police back to the point on the island where they believed the body was buried. Six fishermen and one other person have been arrested over the incident. It's really serious stuff, but it's also this, I mean, you hit it with the privileged ass comment, which is just like, look, we gotta, I don't care how small the world becomes, at some point it's gotta be like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
So I listen to a lot of podcasts. There's this guy named Matt Gourley who does a bunch of podcasts on Earwolf Network and other stuff. But he quoted something that was from Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, which is, why do you seek the Grail? Do you seek it for God's glory or for your own?
Yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing that.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things where it's like, well, are you doing this because they need to be converted, or are you doing this because you want to be the guy that converted this unconvertible island? And it sure seems like a very selfish thing to me. I don't know. But then I'm, you know,
which begs
not
the
a particularly
question.
Religious person, so.
Which is the best Indiana Jones?
Oh, man. Raiders is the best Indiana Jones. Second is Last Crusade. And third is,
Crystal Skulls. No.
Hey, you know, the funny thing is, Crystal Skull isn't that. I rewatched it recently, and I was sort of like, well, I mean, if you get rid of most of the Shia LaBeouf stuff, it's not a bad movie.
Oh, that guy.
It's
who are
like,
they going to reboot Indiana Jones with?
I heard they were going to do Chris Pratt for a while.
That he's too old.
But now now they got to do somebody else.
The kid from Maze Runner.
Oh, there you go. That could work.
Yeah.
That's my vote. I can't remember his name.
Wendy, I'm going to give you 2 points for that because that was solid. So score check right now. Wendy, you're at 4.
Yeah.
John is at 2. Karis is at 1.5.
Woo.
Wendy, you get to pick again. 1 through 5.
5.
5 it is. Oh, this is a fun one.
Oh, no.
And this
why'd you look at me?
Oh, no. Well, because it's going to be fun for everybody. Because there are a lot of options, and I'm going to be able to grade on a curve a little bit here.
Ooh,
so,
oh.
The category is, do you know, do you only have a vague idea? Or would you like to pass when it comes to naming 4 books by Dr. Seuss. Now the trick here is that there are bonus points if you can rhyme while you answer.
Oh my god.
And I tested this out yesterday. I met up for Guys Night at Vine Street with my buddies Dan and Jordan, and Dan was able to rattle off 4 books and rhyme the whole time. And I mean, it's like,
and you just rhymed right there.
Yeah. Oh my god! It's happening! You don't have to rhyme the titles. I realized, like, rhyming the titles is difficult, but if you can bridge, like, you know, hop on pop, listening to doo-wop, I'm giving you that one.
Yeah.
You can reuse it. But yeah, if you could do something like that, that counts as a rhyme.
Okay.
It's going to be points for creativity because this could get way fun out of hand. So, Wendy, what do you think?
Oh, shit.
Do you think you know, or do you want to bid low, or do you want to pass?
I mean, rhyming.
You don't have to rhyme to get the points.
Okay.
Like, you can just name 4 Dr. Seuss books, and that's fine. It's just, this is a bonus point arrangement for doing the rhyme.
Okay, I think I can name
4. Okay. John?
So do I have to name 4 that Wendy doesn't name to get the points?
Well, I suppose you would, or you'd at least have to add 4 to, yeah. I mean, probably so. That could make this a little tough, but I think it's
kinda
doable,
like,
too.
Found the curve!
I'm gonna, like, there are some that I think we all know are common cultural currency, and I'm gonna give that to everybody. So if you name something that
hop
you would have named, right, hop on
that
pop, everybody starts at
one. That was the only
one
I really could think of. I'm gonna have to kind of divine the rest of them. Yeah, I'll try it.
You gonna try?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna go vague idea.
Sure.
Karis?
I'm in.
Okay.
Why not?
So John, you're low bid. So start us off.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm probably not going to try to rhyme it. The Lorax, Horton Hears a Who, Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham.
Great. Perfect. Well done. Okay. Karis?
Okay. So I'm a little confused about this rhyming. So the rhyming, it just has a rhyme with the book. Like, I could just go on with the sentence.
Oh yeah. No,
I don't have to say hop on, pop, don't stop, go dog, go.
You're doing
keep
it.
Going.
Just keep going. Yeah, you're doing exactly what I asked you.
All right, okay, cool. All right, well, that was 2 then. Hop on, pop, don't stop, go car, go, don't you know how the Grinch stole Christmas, question mark? I gotta think about another one here. I had so many of these. Did you do one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish?
No, I did not.
Ha-ha! You wish you did.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Good. Okay, Wendy, what do you got?
It's much harder later in the game.
I agree.
I would say there's Bartholomew Cubbins and Stephens Hats.
Nice. There's, that's a good one.
I'm forgetting what we've done so far.
I'll tell you if I've heard it already.
It's Fox and Socks.
No, didn't get that one.
Nice.
Green Eggs and Ham.
I said that
he
one.
He said that one.
Said
that
green
one
eggs,
I know.
Yeah.
I had for... oh, there's the Dirty Book he did.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can't remember the name of. I might not be able to do it. Oh, the Better Butter Battle.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And the
nice.
Places You'll Go.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
I just thought of she to think it. That you saw it on Mulberry Street, too, yeah. Which is an amazing one.
That is an amazing one.
That's perfect. I mean, everybody did great on that. What I love about this is I got to look at titles of Dr. Seuss books, and there are a number that I didn't even have,
yeah.
Including the Pocketbook of Boners.
That's the one. I knew it was about dicks.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like...
Is that, like, code for a walk it in my pocket?
Well, no, that's another one. Yeah.
Oh.
The Seven Lady Godivas.
What?
The King's yeah. Stilts. Horton Hatches the Egg.
Oh,
wait.
Horton Hears a Who?
Horton Magellicat- Hears a Who.
John said Horton Hears a Who, didn't
yeah.
you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. McGillicutt's Pool.
Thidwick
the Big-Hearted Moose. Bartholomew and the Oobleck. Somebody say that.
Bartholomew's busy boy.
I guess.
If I Ran the Zoo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Gerald McBoing Boing, which I feel like that's like
that's
probably
dirty.
Just the way that someone would refer to a Grey's Anatomy character. Oh, it's Gerald McBoing Boing. Yurtle the Turtle and other stories. I remember Yurtle the Turtle. Scrambled Eggs Super.
Oh. Yeah.
There was also On Beyond Zebra. If I Ran the Circus.
This is the Big Book About Me, too.
Yeah, Big Book About
that
Me.
That you got to fill out. That was
that's,
fun.
I have that.
I do,
mostly
too.
Filled out
me
from
too.
From my childhood.
We should
that
all bring those
like,
next time.
What's that? The podcast about humiliating yourself with childhood reads. Writings.
It
films at Oriental.
Oh, that's Mortified.
Thank
and
you.
That's my friend
yes.
David.
Yeah.
David, what's his name? Anyway.
Yeah. And my friend Gemma Webster also does
oh,
something
no
with
way.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up, I was best friends with her brother Drew in like elementary school because they lived up the street from us.
So speaking of things from your past, like here's a weird fun fact. I have every past note from like kindergarten on saved.
Oh, nice. I saved a lot of mine.
That's
and
like
I...
blasphemy. No, that's not blasphemy. That's like a blackmail.
Yeah. Like mine are all in code. And I
nice.
Photographed a bunch of them to send to Chrissy and Jen.
Oh, yeah.
Who were the main conversants to figure out who we were talking about. And none of us can remember.
No.
And it became like pulling out yearbooks.
That's so fun.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they're all in code. It's
oh.
like...
Oh, man, yeah.
And
I mean,
every boy
barely.
In our class had a code.
Oh.
Name.
Yeah.
Speaking of Baz Luhrmann, I save all my... all my love letters and other
I
notes.
That.
You got love letter? I think I got like four.
I had a lot of my love letters.
I don't think anybody ever wrote me any love letters, which might make me sad. I mean, I've love emails, but that's not the same.
Yeah.
I have love letters. I have an extensive collection of mixtapes.
Oh yes.
That's
yeah,
sweet.
I have a Spotify playlist that's like mixes from boys. So you can find that.
Oh, that's
oh my
great.
God, that's
oh, that's
amazing.
So cool.
Okay. It's, where can we all find that? No.
Just call
my
mixes
last
from
name
boys?
Is Little Page.
Yeah.
And it's
Paginita in Espanol. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, the whiskey's sick setting in here.
Yeah, I mean, I live close to Canada, so I was used to hearing it in French. You know,
how do you say it in French?
They would do like petit pahina.
Oh, okay.
Petit pahina.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pahina pekina.
Pahinita.
Yeah, I can't remember that in both languages. Oh, but yeah.
Get it.
Yep.
Bye.
We're going for it.
Thanks, Jack.
Yep. Get out of here, Jackie. Well,
can
hey,
I
great.
Fill anybody's glass?
Like a little, but not as much as before.
Yeah, it's a wine like break.
I'll just try to keep
everybody
it off.
Everybody taking a wine break.
I love wine about it. That dude is hilarious.
I think he had to change it.
He did.
Which is too bad.
Would you like another one?
Like there.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss. For a long time, when I was little, I thought Dr. Seuss and Chell Silverstein were siblings.
Oh, man, that would have been
they
so good.
They should have been.
That's did you like, not get any?
That's like how
I don't
when
know
I was.
That one anymore.
That's like how when I was much, much older, I assumed that Cheryl Crow was somehow in the Black Crows.
Oh, just that would actually you. Not be bad. That would be.
No, I think that would have been a good thing.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, I was like, oh, Cheryl Crow spun off of the Black Crow. She used to be part of the band. And
I
then,
thought
like,
I was related to Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh, man.
I thought they were just like other aunts and uncles that my parents had adopted for us.
Oh.
And so when like Mary passed away, I took it real hard.
Oh.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh.
Like, remember that I don't have facts.
great
that
job on the Dr. Seuss question.
Round.
Yeah, so Karis, I'm going to give you a point and a half because you did some rhyming and you got it correct. Wendy, you're going to get a point. John, you're going to get a point. Our score right now, Wendy is at 5.
Woo-woo.
John and Karis are tied at 3. And we're moving on. Karis, you were the high point getter, so 1 through 4, what do you think?
Number 2. I don't want to steal John's number 1.
Don't take
ever
John's
refreshes.
One.
I know that. But
so, Karis Epstein, do you know? Do you only have a vague idea about, or would you like to pass when the topic is the Falklands War?
Oh man, Falklands War. No. I got nothing on that either.
Okay, passing.
Sorry, I got
Wendy?
All the rhymes in the world, but not wars.
Yeah.
The Falklands War?
The Falklands War. I have a vague idea.
Vague
possibly
idea?
Possibly based on, like, British period pieces.
Or the book Black Swan Green by David Mitchell?
No. I haven't read that yet.
It's a beautiful book,
yeah,
and he does talk about the Falklands War quite a bit, because it's set in the year that the Falklands War took place.
It's in my Audible
it's
list.
It's Marple count. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
Highbrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would call it. It's at least highbrow adjacent.
Yeah.
John, Falklands War.
That's all I know about it. It was
just
British War.
British. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Wendy, let's give
like
us some
it
information.
Is, I feel that I might not know more than John, but the, I mean, it's a UK war, isn't it? Is it post World War II?
Correct.
I feel like it is discussed in Agatha Christie novels. Which is apparently where I get too much of my history. but I could be wrong about that too.
Monsieur Poirot.
But isn't it part of the like that's it's sort of a controversial war, isn't it? Whether or not they should have been there, or am I thinking about Gibraltar?
No, you're right. I mean, that's you're not wrong.
I mean, but maybe that's all war.
It's just post-World War II.
Like, yeah. Maybe we should just not have been many places.
We probably shouldn't have been most places. But, I mean, we've all become really remarkable, fun people as a result of that, maybe.
There you go.
I don't know. There's kind of a net gain.
Yeah, I don't think I have much more on that. Falklands is a fun word.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, right? Okay, well, the Falklands War, also known in Spanish as Guerra de las Malvinas, was a 10-week war between Argentina and the United Kingdom in 1982 over the two British dependent territories in the South Atlantic known as the Falkland Islands. So they're just to the southeast of Argentina. And it began on April 2nd of 82 when Argentina invaded and occupied the islands because they were like, hey, our people are here. Like, what the hell? Why are we going to let you keep colonizing this shit? And England was like, no, we're going to whatever. And by April 5th, the British government dispatched a naval task force to engage the Argentine Navy and Air Force. 72 days of conflict ended with the Argentinians surrendering and returning the islands to British control. However, I think that they are back to Argentinian control. Yes.
Because it's so far away from everything except Argentina.
Right. Oh no, it's
Chile.
it would be like saying like, oh, Madagascar belongs to France. Which I mean, Reunion Island still belongs to France, which is kind of crazy, and that's similarly off the coast of Africa. In 1994, Argentina's claim to the territories was added to its constitution. Yeah, it's referenced in that David Mitchell book. That book is really good. Everybody should read that. Yes. Black Swan Green is a delightful coming of age story, and it's sort of set. I mean, it's set in 1982 when all of us were young or as yet to exist.
I think that was like a week. Like that was a week before
killing
I was born.
I was four.
Yeah,
yeah, she was killing it.
I was just one.
Potty trained. Woo!
You dealt with Mel Brooks, the talking toilet. That's a reference to Look Who's Talking, too.
Yeah, yeah. That was a terrible movie.
Horrible. So horrible.
Hey, Cloud Atlas, though, by David Green is... Or
Mitchell,
David Mitchell is...
That book
one
is...
One of my best favorite books ever.
That book is incredibly cool.
The movie,
Yeah. No, that's... the movie misplaced a lot of things by putting too much on, like, the continuation of using the same actors and everything by putting like Tom Hanks in makeup and Hugh Grant in like Asian face at one point, which is just
that was so weird.
Reference.
Yeah. Yeah. Just not
so weird.
It's just not the way to
I
do it.
About that.
So John, you're gonna get half a point and Wendy's gonna get half a point. And John, you get to pick the next one. One, two, or three.
I'll take the first one.
The first one. Well, hey, that's number one. And John, do you know about, do you only have a vague idea about, or would you like to pass on the topic of Operation Snowcap? It's like Number Wang music, if you're familiar with the Mitchell and Webb look. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Different David Mitchell, comedian.
Okay.
What's the guy? Robert Webb? Robert Webb. Mm. They're like BBC comedians, but they had like a sketch show. They also have a show called Peep Show.
Oh, okay.
Which is the two of them, and it's sort of like from perspective comedy about two very neurotic, awful people. It's hilarious. But their Mitchell and Webb look is all sketches, and they have this sketch called Number Wang, which is just a game show where two people are sitting there in like a Card Shark style setup, and they just call out numbers, and then Robert Webb says, well, that's Number Wang, and they get points, and that's it. And it's like Number Wang is guessing the right number, but there's absolutely no rhyme or reason to it. It's
and that's
adorable.
BBC?
Yeah.
Thank
it
you,
is,
BBC.
Yeah. It's,
for contributions.
I'm pretty sure it's you can get it on Hulu now if you want to watch it.
Sometimes
but
that's the
really
way I feel
fun.
About this. I've got no idea.
No idea?
No idea.
No idea about Operation Snowcap? Sorry. Okay, Cara Sepstein, Operation Snowcap?
Nope. I feel like this is not my week, but it's cool. I got the Dr. Seuss.
This was definitely like one of the harder ones I picked, and I kind of picked it just because I stumbled on it. And I thought, and it's really interesting. We should know about this.
We should all know about this.
Especially given some current events.
Oh, good.
Winnie Little Page?
Oh, man. Is it... I'm going to go with a vague idea.
Okay.
And take a stab.
Well, take a stab then. Let's go.
Is it something about Operation Snowcap saving some of our Arctic or Antarctic snowcaps?
I wish it were. It has nothing to do with that.
That was a good guess.
That was a very good guess. It doesn't have to do with the candy snowcaps either.
Those are so good.
A counter-narcotics operation conducted by the DEA between 1987 and 1994. To shut down. Yep.
Got those dollar bills.
They went to shut down. They went to shut down the Colombian cocaine cartels.
Yeah. Snow. Good lord.
By the end of 1990, the Colombian National Police and our DEA, and the DEA spent $80 million a year. $80 million a year. We can't have affordable health care. We can't support our veterans. We can't. Allow
care.
Poor babies. We can't do anything. But we have $80 million a year to throw at stuff like this. Anyway.
War on drugs, man.
By the end
just
of 1990...
No.
Just say dare.
It's really expensive.
They had seized 53 metric tons of cocaine.
Oh my god.
They had arrested 7,000 suspected traffickers, destroyed over 300 processing facilities, and seized over 700,000 gallons of precursor chemicals. So Snowcap was successful in temporarily reducing the amount of Colombian cocaine entering the United States. However, and here's the thing that applies to now, it ended up handing control of narco trafficking from the powerful Medellin and Cali cartels over to smaller Mexican cartels who were dealing primarily in methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
All of this border shit that everybody talks about, it's almost like we caused it because we did. Not to say that, like, cocaine is a great thing or anything, but look, we keep sticking our fingers in pies that we don't understand, and that's not cool.
Still very prevalent.
Yeah.
I wasn't in a cocaine scene in the early 90s. But I will tell you, the private school kids, high school kids, so much cocaine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Their parties were a little stressful.
I still know people who do coke, and yes, they're like, it's and Denver. They're my age, and it's just like,
because it's Denver.
And that's like the worst party I was at. Almost erupted into a fist fight because one person there was like, "We gotta get more coke. What are we doing?" And he was like getting really pissed off and agitated. And I was like, "Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go. I've been having fun. I'm gonna leave. I'm fine looking the other way. I don't want to do this myself. I kind of have a concern that like it's just gonna be my luck of the dice roll that my heart will explode when I do it.
Yeah,
because I'm already very high energy.
Yeah, you don't need to do.
No, I don't really need it. Like this is me on coffee at 9 this morning and nothing else. And lots of downers, guys. Downers.
Get you a champagne supernova.
Hey.
Bring it all back around.
But yeah, I mean, it was a very weird situation. But yeah, it's still totally everywhere. So, good job. No one gets any point. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to give everybody a point because I could have done better. Karis, you're at 4. Wendy, you're at 6.5. Woo-hoo. John, you're at 4.5.
Oh, you're killing me.
No, just 4.
No, you're at 4.5.
You have that amazing Simpsons fact.
Yeah.
So if he didn't give you points for that, he should have.
Take the compliment and a point.
So, let's see.
We're so mean.
We're so mean.
We're so mean, John.
Compliment and a point, John.
John super misses hanging out with me.
Oh, my God. This is adorable. I'm very happy to be here. Well, Karis, you pick the next topic.
Why?
One or two?
Because
right now you're low score. We have two topics left. Let's see what we can do.
Two.
Hey, great. Okay. Karis Epstein, do you know? Do you have a vague idea about, or would you like to pass when it comes to the concept of chasing the dragon?
Oh, I know that.
All right, great, Wendy. Yeah. Chasing the Dragon.
I feel like I know that.
Great. John, Chasing the Dragon.
You know, I think the ladies probably know more about dragons than I do.
Mothers of.
Khaleesi. Mm-hmm. This is not all the Instagram stalkers of Amelia Clark, but it's okay. That could be her nickname,
though.
Oh,
I would like that, though.
Right.
I would really like to think that George R. R. Martin listens to the podcast. So, George, we'd just like to say, don't worry about finishing the book. Work on some other stuff.
He's not going
to
finish
it.
HBO is going to finish it.
Just live your life.
Retweet this podcast and give us some of that sweet Meow Wolf money.
Hey,
yes,
hey.
Hashtag Meow Wolf money. okay, great. You both know it. Cars start. What do you think?
Okay, so this is when you have some absinthe. And you have a sugar cube on a spoon, you light it on fire, and then you, nope, that's not quite right, but you put the cup upside down and there's smoke, and then you suck the smoke, and then you take the shot of absinthe. Something like that. I've done it, I don't remember it.
I'm not gonna completely disagree with you, that's
It's not quite it.
It doesn't apply with absinthe in this case. I'm gonna give you some points because you're not wrong about it as a method.
Sure.
I'm with you on that.
Okay.
Wendy, what do you got?
Wendy's going to take it. Oh, take man. It away. Take it home.
I was thinking it was heroin, but then because it's dragons, I was thinking it was opium. Because dragons are more...
You're not wrong about either.
I'm not wrong about either.
Let's see.
I feel like I might know too much about drugs now. That's my...
You want the point, don't you?
I want the point. Because, it's something to do with addiction, and it's like chasing one with the other. Versions with weaker versions with stronger versions. I really need to phone a friend in my co-ed fraternity.
That's interesting.
Where is
the machete and where is the heroin?
I was in a co-ed fraternity. Its mascot is the turtle. And they always know their drugs. They know their drugs. But yeah, I think it's chasing the dragon is... Yeah, I don't know.
I think, no, she definitely, I was like, wait, no, she's right.
You know what, you've both given a lot of correct information, not completely dead on, that's okay. So, Chasing the Dragon, I don't know traditional Chinese, however, the pinyin is Zhui Long. It's a slang phrase of Cantonese origin from Hong Kong referring to inhaling the vapor from morphine, heroin, oxycodone, or opium that has been placed on a piece of foil. The chasing, occurs as the user gingerly keeps the liquid moving in order to keep it from coalescing into a single unmanageable mass. Now there's another metaphorical version of this, which just refers to the elusive and constant pursuit of the ultimate high in usage of a particular drug. So
that's the Miami Vice version.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's chasing the dragon. He's just doing harder and harder shit because he can't feel it anymore. Yeah.
It's like Mr. Robot, too. Anyway.
See, I haven't watched any of that.
It's
Is it worth watching?
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, I like Rami Malek.
It's really good.
I haven't seen the Queen movie yet. I'm interested in that, too. Yeah. But
I didn't think I would like it because of the hacking thing, but it's actually not really all about hacking at all.
I think it's a lot about maybe mental illness.
I agree.
And how do you trust yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know who a reliable narrator is?
Yeah.
So is it more about like paranoid schizophrenia than it is about conspiracy?
It's hard to say.
I'm literally basing this off of Maria Menounos' pre-movie.
You should just watch it. It's
show.
Very
yeah,
good.
It's very good.
And the soundtrack is amazing.
But I think always the questioning of reliable narrator is always a fun mindfuck.
Oh yeah. That's the best part of like Lolita and dozens. I mean, Clockwork
you can't
Orange.
Trust that dude.
Every
Closer.
Yeah. So many books and movies predicated on the idea that like, oh, the person telling me this isn't telling the truth. I love that. I think that's so valuable because that's reality. Like we're constantly having to parse out whether like you don't even know if I could be making all of this
I
up.
Know.
You're not looking over my shoulder.
It's
I know.
Stacked.
It is
stacked in my
it could,
favor.
It could be very
okay.
Sorry. Yeah. So we've only got one category left. I decided to give both of you half a point.
Okay.
So, Wendy, you're at 7.
I had the PG version.
And Carson
and
John are tied at 4.5.
You have the technicals that
it's
a fiddly thing.
Yeah. Okay. Which, you know.
Absinthe is a green fairy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, and I've drank
Impressionism.
Like, I've drank Absinthe 3 times. And, it's fine. I mean,
they don't make it with wormwood here.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's the thing, is I've never had the wormwood kind.
That kind will, you won't remember doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a part of me that wants
European
to.
Road trip.
I think the thing for me is that I just
or
need
just
to do mushrooms again at some point because I really enjoyed that every time I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
I always get like a very satisfying sort of just general hallucination that there's like 2 feet of water
everywhere.
Oh,
fun!
And otherwise, just stuff kind of moves.
Yeah,
which is great because I don't get freaked out. But it's just like, oh wow, the world is really magical for like 8 hours.
My first time doing mushrooms is also my first time at Red Rocks.
Oh wow!
Holy shit!
Yeah,
I was like, this
That's
place.
A lot.
It was amazing.
Yeah. You got that sound. You got the way
and
the light plays off of the
soul
rocks.
And life.
Holy shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
We just have people come to the museum.
Oh, sure.
Which is...
That's weird.
And just staring at the miniatures waiting
the
for
dolls
them to talk.
We're sort of like, there's dolls. My name is Wendy. If you need me, you can come sit in my office and have some tea. Or just holler.
Did you ever watch Fantasy Island?
No. I was like a PBS only kid.
Okay. Do you guys watch Fantasy Island?
Like one or two.
Fantasy Island used to be like, I think it was on like Channel 20 or something. It was on like at a weird time, but I would wake up really early when I was a kid, like 4 to 5 in the morning. Like I was just always up. And I watched a Fantasy Island episode that I dozed off during that was about, this woman's wish was something about all of the dolls that she had as friends coming to life. But because it's Fantasy Island, there's like a bitter twist to it, which is all the dolls are like super envious of her while they're alive. And I still am haunted by the vision of like just this wall of dolls all turning to look at her at the same time and being like,
no, that's wrong.
We're going to kill you, Karen.
Yeah.
And I just, it's good stuff. John, since, you're the host, you get to pick the last one. You're going to pick number one because there's only one to pick.
Would you like the first one?
Yes,
so like
please.
Number one or number one?
Number one.
Okay, cool.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one. There's a great Comedy Bang Bang this week has the guy that does a John Lennon impression, which is really funny. Have you listened to Comedy Bang Bang?
No.
So it's like an improv comedy show, but this guy does a John Lennon character, and the impetus behind the character is, yeah, I was shot at the Dakota in 1980, but I pretended to be dead until 1984, and I came back, but I'm just dodging Yoko because I don't want to give back... like a scarf or something. He really likes a scarf that he has of hers, so he doesn't want to give that back.
That's poor pretty awesome. Awesome.
But he's otherwise just like continuing to be John Lennon. It's really funny, but
awesome. Singing at open mic nights.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But he's always, like, dropping the number 9 references, which was the number 1 that you were doing in that cadence, I think. Or I'm just reading into things too much. So, John, do you know, do you have a vague idea about, or would you like to pass when it comes to possibly the most boring topic I picked this week? And I'm so sorry that we end on this. But rock dumping vessels. Rock dumping vessels.
Headline breaking news.
Yeah, that's what he told us, huh? Rock dumping vessels.
Yeah, this is the rando that I picked. And it's really, like, it's kind of interesting stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
It's also, like, all in the name.
I've got a vague idea about that.
Vague idea. Karis?
Vague idea?
Literally all in the name, for the most
part. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Vague idea based on the name alone.
You might be able to parse something out. Wendy?
I'll go vague idea.
Vague idea. John, start us out with vague idea on rock dumping vessels.
So the first thing that comes to mind is like strip mining and like giant dump trucks. Like dump trucks that are like 3 stories tall type of dump trucks that like take, you know, massive amounts of debris out of mines in these like long spiraling like sores in the earth. you know, and there's all kinds of rock moving like dump trucks and stuff like that.
It involves rocks, you got that much. It is otherwise not a truck. Cars?
I mean, I feel like a wheelbarrow could be a rock dumping vessel. You put the rocks in, you dump the rocks out.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Fair. Literally.
Okay.
Bolt. Yeah, I don't know.
This was a really terrible pick on my part. But Wendy, what?
I think we all got a point.
When I think vessels, I think ships.
Wendy's got it with ships.
Oh, man, Wendy's killing us.
Yeah, growing up on the ocean.
It's that Mater in you.
Way to get.
Lobster.
Yeah. Working port.
No.
LA is a big working port. No, I was just thinking, because you've got a lot of waste from all the stuff we're digging up, and probably also people trying to build barriers because of rising sea levels. I don't know. Getting rocks off of...
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's
they dump those big like heck, like jack shaped things in the ocean,
on shores. I was
old disused depth charges, and water mines.
Or like not the nice version of like we're building coral reefs.
Yeah,
we did the big dig in Boston, and we have all this. Garbage.
Yeah, it's like American Soviet dystopia sort of stuff.
Governor's Island or one of those. Basically like an island of trash.
Black Bay.
Something like that. I don't know.
But yeah, that's all I got. I got ships dumping rocks.
Yeah, which is correct. Rock dumping vessels are a category of watercraft that exists for the purpose of dumping rocks on the seabed.
Woo!
They're able to transport and dump rocks of variable sizes. Vessels range from large bulk carrier style, able to carry out precision operations using fall pipes, to smaller deck loading vessels mainly used for erosion remediation. But they do use these to create artificial coral reefs, or artificial reefs, I guess, because they're not really coral reefs until coral gets to grow on them. And there will never be coral again because we don't believe in climate change.
Hashtag, I don't believe.
But yeah. They use large cranes or fall pipes to dump the rocks from the vessels, and you have side discharging by means of crane is usually done in shallow waters, while fall pipes, you can kind of just like shoot it right down where you want it. So there you go. Wonderful work, everyone.
I was really hoping for Andrew Lloyd Webber, but it's cool. It's all right.
You know, one of these times it's going to happen. I'm going to go ahead and give everybody... a point, but I'm going to give Wendy 2 points.
Yeah, Wendy gets 2 points.
Unfortunately, it did not matter. Wendy's lead was insurmountable. Wendy, you win with 9 points for this episode of A Vague Idea. For the trophy this week, because no one is submitting trophies, if you want to name the trophy that's won at the end of an episode of Vague Idea, please tweet at me, at Nate Regolia, NateRagolia. this week we're gonna say that the trophy is
Mads Mikkelsen's Blood Tears of Casino Royale.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, that's...
Wendy, you've won that. That's what you won this week.
I mean, I'm going to carry that with me in my heart forever.
I mean, it's always yours. That's the thing. No one can take that away. They might be able to take the ownership of winning the game, but they will never have Mads Mikkelsen's Blood Tears of Casino Royale to take from you.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say as the winner?
I mean, I'm humbled. I feel like there was a lot of luck and malarkey that helped me get there.
Oh, there was like limited malarkey this week. You just knew those topics, and I did not, like, nothing was intentional.
You did, actually. Just
you were
still really mad about that kid deciding to go to that island. It just irks me, along with how the headlines portrayed it.
Oh, no, yeah, there's still way too much conversation about how, tragic it is that he was killed. When it's
it's always
tragic
when a young person dies, even if it's through their own stupidity, but, come on.
Yeah, but this was akin to the Christian version of just, binge drinking at a frat party until you died. Definitely could have turned back at any point and known better.
Couldn't we have just all watched The Missionary and enjoyed that soundtrack?
Or Martin Scorsese's thing about the... priests in Japan.
Yeah,
that was a movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of great saints that can tell you about not messing with other cultures.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
Many of them have been decapitated from that, and that's kind of supposed to be the lesson, I think. It's like, hey, good job, but don't do this again.
Yeah. Or is it lionized?
Yeah.
There's problems.
Yeah, we
have
serious
problems.
Issues. Do you want to plug anything, Wendy? Anything you're doing? Anything you want people to do?
On Thursday this week at Good Zur, the museum is having a closing party for our Small Statements collaborative art project we did with Redline and the community on Thoughts in Denver in miniature scale. Or you can just go check out the photos of those on the museum's website.
Right on.
They're angry.
Are they angry? People are angry about the closing, or the dioramas are angry?
The dioramas have a lot of pain about the changes in Denver.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, wow. I don't blame them. I mean, we're definitely in a
but
weird...
there's also hope. I mean, we really cover everything to seeing more diversity in the mountains, to swearing at publicly elected officials.
I think what's so cool about what's so cool about Colorado right now is we because of the way that, you know, both state houses are now Democratic, and we have Jared Polis coming in to be governor, we have this opportunity to really prove some things. Like, whether we can figure out a state-based Medicare for All kind of program or whatever else, but we could really do some thoughtful, practical changes that can prove to other states, as we have with the legalization of marijuana, that these things can be done and it doesn't result in Armageddon.
Like, sidewalks would be nice in a city.
Oh, sidewalks would be great. Lots of Denver is unwalkable.
We'll be doing an audit of the sidewalks in Denver this next year, so stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, we got a notification in our building that Capitol Hill is part of the first group of people getting analyzed for the quality of the sidewalks.
Except it's the property owners that pay for it.
I know, and it's hard because those sandstone ones are really lovely, and they actually work really well. And they heat up faster than cement, so they melt faster.
Because they're so thin.
Mm-hmm.
I think the darker color and heat, too.
That helps, too,
I think that we're going to lose a lot of them with these new audits, unless we can come up with some support for property owners, because there's a lot of Capitol Hill that doesn't have the money to do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, and those things can be dug out from under and flattened and leveled. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of possibility. I mean, I'm lucky because the building that I live in, sidewalk in front of our place, is actually relatively even still, despite the fact that it is mostly sandstone with a little bit of cement mixed in. But, you know, we have to make the city functional for walkability. But as Karis and I were discussing, because Karis gave me a ride here this evening to John's place, but we were talking about the need for comprehensive and more coherent public transit as far as how the center of Denver works, because it should not take two buses and 90 minutes to get from Capitol Hill to, say, Cherry Creek or whatever.
It shouldn't longer than it would take to walk.
Well, that's exactly what I said. It's like, I just walk places because I'll walk there in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And fine, I'll break a sweat, but I don't care. Like,
and
I would
pretend
rather...
you're John Henry.
Yeah. And I get to listen to a podcast the whole way I'm walking, and I only have to dodge, 72 people who run stop
and
signs, because there's absolutely no police presence as far as traffic enforcement is concerned.
Where are they all?
They were all just giving out parking tickets.
Oh, and Cherry, the country club neighborhood in Cherry Creek.
Yeah, they're not my neighborhood.
The sidewalk stops, and it's like pine trees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is great, except, I don't want to be wandering onto someone's lawn and have them think that they shoot me now, because...
That's not very ADA.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's the ADA chorus.
Oh, this city is terribly un-ADA.
At least we started it.
Yeah, you know, we got our moments. We've got the CCDC, a great organization in town that advocates for disabled people. John, anything to plug?
I think in remedy to most of the traffic woes and transportation woes, I think the bicycle is a wonderful solution. So I'm always willing to proselytize for that cause.
Hell yeah, man.
More bike paths and sidewalks.
Yeah. Well, just, yeah, I mean, even just the fact that it was 60 degrees today, although it was kind of, well, it wasn't really 60. It was like 50-something. It was a weirdly gray day here, but it's almost always beautiful enough to just be outside doing something.
It was
like
a
you don't have to use a car.
Ride your bike to work.
Yeah. Aw, Penelope.
Goodness.
And
cat treats and pets.
Karis, do you have anything you'd like to plug, talk about?
Oh man, Colorado Gives Day is coming up. So, in addition to the Dolls Museum, I would like to plug Alpine Rescue Team.
Yeah.
Because I'm applying to be a volunteer with Alpine Rescue Team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a worthy cause. They never charge you. So if you go up Mount Bierstadt and your flip flops with no water and you need some assistance, they will help you for free, even though that's your bad.
Yeah, which is great because otherwise, like, the state charges you a shitload for search and rescue if they have to come for you.
Yeah.
Which is waived if you have a hunting or fishing license.
Correct.
I usually buy a fishing license for that purpose.
Oh,
I like to go fishing with my dad too, but yeah, you have it just because it costs like $25. And if you do get lost or you just fall ill in the woods, they'll come get you and not charge you like $10,000 to do it.
It is free. Even if you like fall off a cliff and they have to rappel down and they have to get you and put you in the thing, the litter and all that stuff, it's all free.
You know, be responsible, but also respect nature and support the people who will bail your ass out when nature gets you, because nature will win. I mean, that's really the lesson. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. This is so much fun. John, thank you for hosting this evening. This has been lovely. The wine, there's been whiskey, there's been a lot of fun, there's been Penelope. We've had a great time. Thank you guys so much for listening to A Vague Idea. We'll be back with you next week. Maybe at John's, maybe in another undisclosed location. All right. This is Neighbor Goalie signing off. Bye!
Bye!
A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and John Perros. If you like this podcast and you like anime, you should check out my podcast with Sean Grolkowski called You Better Believe This. That's found at moleholeradio.com. If you like science fiction books, you should check out the press that Sean and I started. It's called Spaceboy Books, and you can find us at readspaceboy.com.